Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 20th of May, 2026, and you are. Today is the opening of Parliament, for the new session. We will, at some point, I think in my show today, we will cut to live coverage of the opening of Parliament, but we're going to try and get some things in before we make that move. As you may have found out already, I did from this article yesterday, opening of Parliament, Eyewitness News, the speech from the throne will be delivered by the Governor General from Atlantis Paradise Island on Wednesday after proceedings were moved from Rawson Square due to inclement weather. Parliament Clerk David Forbes explains the process leading up to the Governor General's address, which will also include the swearing-in of MPs and the election of the Speaker and Deputy Speaker. Senators will also elect the President and Vice President of the Senate. And since I could not find one government website in the process, I asked AI. This is what AI told me. The official schedule of events for the ceremonial state opening of Parliament in the Bahamas follows a strict constitutional protocol. When a new legislative session is called, the day's procedures traditionally begin at 10 a.m. and move through the following sequence. This process has already begun. Assembly of officials, members of Parliament, MPs elect, and senators gather at their respective chambers. The military procession, the Royal Bahamas Police Force and Royal Bahamas Defense Force march to the ceremonial venue to form the Guard of Honor. Arrival of dignitaries, Supreme Court justices, foreign diplomats and senior public officials are seats. The executive arrival, the Prime Minister and Cabinet Ministers arrive, followed shortly after by the GG. Inspection of the Guard, the Governor General conducts a formal inspection of the military Guard of Honor. Election of presiding officers. The House of Assembly elects the Speaker and Deputy Speaker, while the Senate elects the President and Vice President. Swearing in of members. All 41 members of Parliament and 16 senators take office, administered by the House and Senate clerks. The summons. The Governor General formally requests the presence of the members of the House of Assembly to join the Senate members for a joint sitting. The speech from the throne. The Governor General delivers the Executive Administration's legislative and policy agenda for the upcoming parliamentary year. Official adjournment. The morning ceremony concludes and Parliament is suspended until the next scheduled working session. Yesterday, we got the news that a part of the procession and procedures today will take place at Atlantis Paradise Island. And there was a bit of an uproar yesterday regarding the decision to hold a part of this event on Paradise Island. So the first place I went was Bahamas Constitution, Part 5, Summoning, Prorogation, and Dissolution Sessions of Parliament. 65.1 reads, each session of Parliament shall be held at such place and commence at such time general may by proclamation appoint. The time appointed, section part two, Section 65 says, the time appointed for the commencement of any session of Parliament shall be such that a period of 12 months does not intervene between the end of one session and the first sitting of Parliament in the next session. So, Bahamas Constitution, Part 5, Sessions of Parliament, Section 65.1, or Article 65.1, says, each session of Parliament shall be held at such place and commence at such time as the Governor General may by proclamation support. A lot of information popped up on my screen. Some of it slightly could appeared conflicting on the surface, but I did a deeper dive. Once again, I asked AI. Now, asking AI, I acknowledge that AI makes mistakes. There may be some mistakes here. I think this is the general thrust of the process. But I asked AI about, and I think the question, the Constitution mandate a specific physical location for the opening of Parliament? Here's the answer I got from AI. No, the Bahamas Constitution does not mandate a specific permanent physical location for the opening or sittings of Parliament. The specific location is governed by standard legal frameworks and constitutional provisions. AI said, here's the general framework. City requirement. The Bahamas Constitution broadly dictates that Parliament be held within the country, and proclamations traditionally state it must take place in the capital city of Nassau on the island of New Providence. Governor General's prerogative. The physical location and the date, time of the opening of a new parliamentary session are officially proclaimed by the Governor General via a formal proclamation. Rules of procedure, both the Senate and House of Assembly are vested with the authority to regulate their own procedures. While the historic Parliament Square in downtown Nassau is the traditional site, Parliament may convene elsewhere. So, AI, I think, is noting that it has taken place at Bahama before, so long as preparations are made to transform the venue into a functioning legislative chamber. AI went on and says, yes, according to Article 65 of the Bahamas Constitution, the opening of Parliament can take place on Paradise Island. The legal mechanics and contemporary precedents that permit this choice of venue include constitutional authority. Article 65 explicitly states that each session of Parliament, quote, shall be held at such place and time as the Governor General may by proclamation appoint, close quote. The Constitution legally restrict the venue to Parliament Square or even downtown. The City of Nassau requirement. Historically, the Governor General's official proclamation dictates that Parliament must convene within the, quote, City of Nassau in the island of New Providence, close quotes. It goes on to say, because Paradise Island is connected to New Providence and falls under the wider administrative boundary of the capital, it fulfills this jurisdictional mandate. Now, let's stick a pin there, because remember, this is AI talking. This is not a judge. This is not the clerk of the house, right? This is AI talking. But I think what AI is suggesting is that because Paradise Island makes up or is a part of a constituency that is described as being a part of New Providence, that it falls under the wider administrative boundary of the capital, right? And I think that's what they mean by administrative boundary, that Paradise Island, in its part or as a whole, is a part of a constituency or multiple constituencies. I think it's just one. Is that because it's considered a part of New Providence and a part of a constituency described as being in New Providence, AI suggests it falls under the wider administrative boundary of the capital. Now, modern precedent reflecting the precise constitutional flexibility, the opening of Parliament and the delivery of the speech from the throne was moved to the Imperial Ballroom, I'm not sure exactly where it is, at Atlantis Resort on Paradise Island. This shift was executed via a formal recommendation from the government's steering committee, due to inclement weather and active construction at the traditional downtown site. Procedural safeguard for the opening to be legally valid at a commercial venue on Paradise Island, the Governor General must issue a specific proclamation naming that location. Additionally, the venue must be temporarily transformed to fulfill the physical requirements of a functioning legislative chamber. Okay, so I got some questions. But before we get there, we are going to refer to the City of Nassau Revitalization Amendment Bill 2020, a bill for an act to amend the City of Nassau Revitalization Act. We're going to go to the bottom of the act. It says objects and reasons. Clause 2 of the bill seeks to amend the City of Nassau Revitalization Act to clarify the southern boundary of the City of Nassau. So I just want to give a definition, a description of the City of Nassau from the City of Nassau Revitalization Act. City of Nassau is described in this way. City of Nassau, for the purposes of this act, means all that part of New Providence bounded on the north by the harbor of Nassau, continuing on the east by the harbor of Nassau and Montague, continuing on the south by an imaginary line approximately 380 yards to the south of Shirley Street, and continuing in a straight line to Mackey Street, thence in a straight line to the southeast corner of the grounds, thence southwesterly to Prison Lane, thence to the division wall between the barracks and the prison, thence in a straight line westwardly to the junction of Dillard Street and Blue Hill Road, and following the center of Dillard Street and Meeting Street to Nassau Street, and on the west by Chippingham Road, and includes Botanical Gardens and the Adastra Gardens. So that is the description of the City of Nassau via the City of Nassau Revitalization Act. I wanted to gather as much information as I could. Why? Because I think we have questions. Why Atlantis? Why a hotel? I asked the same question when the decision was made to host this event at Bahama. Why not another venue? I would have even been fine with a church. Me, Aaron Green, human rights advocate. I'd have been fine with a church. I don't know. Why a hotel? Why is my opening of Parliament being held in a hotel in the midst of one of the grandest tensions that we experience, which is the tension between national development and touristic development? Where during the entire past Davis administration, we had key actors in that administration begging Bahamians to make beds for foreign heads in the midst of a housing crisis. Like I said, I would have even taken a church over a hotel. But why not Government House? Does having this event at Government House constitute a conflict of interest somehow? Is there a procedural issue, right? Have we determined as a marker of the prevention of conflict of interest, we will not have the opening of Parliament, the people's space in the Governor General's, in the Government House, which is the Crown space? Because at this point, the mega resort in the Bahamas is as great a monolith as the Crown. I see I have a caller on the line. We're going to go to the caller and then to some texts. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Hey, really, just a quick question, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I mean to be funny with this, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're dead serious. Mm-hmm. You think he's complaining too much? Does it really make a difference on where it's held? Think about it. If it's held in the church, right? If it's held in Christ's Cathedral, right? Mm-hmm. The first thing people say is, oh, but why was it held at the Bethel Baptist Church? If it's held at the Bethel Baptist Church, oh, why was it held to St. Mary's Church? Mm-hmm. We just complain. Does it make a difference on which church it was held at? We ain't complaining about the traffic, of course, all this morning. We complain about where they're.
I can complain about everything, but hopefully I articulate
like
my...
Like I said, just like, bear in mind, I'm trying to be funny, but
no.
I just trying to know for my personal knowledge, does it make a difference on where the thing is?
It does make a difference on where it's held. It's the people's process. This is our thing. It's not the politician's thing. This is our thing.
It ain't held by PLP headquarters.
Say?
That's the hotel. They got good food there.
I would have taken it. Yeah. They could have had it at... this is what I'm saying. I don't want it to be at a church, but I take a church over a hotel. I don't want
what
it to...
What difference
it
make?
I don't want it... Listen, I don't want it to be at a political venue, but I'd take the PLP headquarters over a hotel.
Why?
Because of what the hotel represents in this
what
town.
The hotel.
The hotel ultimately has more power than the average Bahamian. The hotel has greater negotiating power, has greater access to the government, has greater access to policy making and the policy decision making. That's what it is. The hotel, as an entity, has more power in this country than the average citizen. And that's why...
They always had the power. What difference would that make?
Okay, so it's just so. Why are we going through this democratic process? Why wouldn't we stop pretending? Let's all stop pretending. See, because we need the pretense of the system to maintain our own personal hierarchies of power. Because if the grander hierarchy of power falls away, look at our children and tell them just do it because I say so. They're gonna look at us and say, "So what if you say so? Who are you? What is your power vested in?"
Once again, I ain't trying to be funny, but that's already been dead.
Listen,
I know I got
to go, but I want you to know that I take your point seriously, and this is what I really wanted to say. We're not complaining too much. The problem is that we're not able to translate our complaints into substantive action.
Okay, where would a perfect place for it to be at?
The University of the Bahamas. You know how many tents we have in this country? Hold on. Do you know how many tents we have in this country? We could accommodate the inclement weather. Because we get all the tents we need. Right? But I appreciate your point about complaining. And it's how do we translate those complaints into kinetic energy, into something that has the power to advance our concerns. We're going to go to the text line quickly. Morning, Aaron. I don't like the idea of them not giving my MP nothing. Kingsley Smith need to fix that. I mean, he fixed his declaration for a bank account despite having $200,000 in securities. Now, I say you don't have a bank account because when you put the zero, you know, the circle with the line through it, does that mean you don't have a bank account or does it mean you have no money in your bank account? You know what I'm saying? But he did a much better job this time. Good morning. Instead of AI, you could have asked your colleague, Mr. Lang. I could have asked my colleague, Mr. Lang, but let me tell you what I'm dealing with right now. I am on day two of, right, a complete home Wi-Fi service outage. Both service providers feeding my home are down right now, right? I think I'm at about $60 in data, in data on my phone since Thursday. I lie. Say 20 and 34, that's about 54. Since like Tuesday of last week, the outage, the BTC outage started on the Thursday, and we still down from BTC, and the Cable Bahamas outage started on Sunday, right? So I'm working under extreme limitations. In fact, I got PTSD. Right? Because we didn't have internet in 1992. I'm back in pre-1999. I don't know when my services are going to come back up. And nobody could tell me nothing. I'm scared because I've lived this before with no real resolution. I've had customer service providers and technicians cuss me because when they told their boss they came to my house, I was just supposed to accept it, even though they never entered my premises. They never even stood in front of my house. So I have PTSD. And no, I couldn't contact my colleague last night because I don't know if I have enough minutes. But it's the opening of Parliament. Y'all chose progress. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? Sorry, I missed you. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
All right, all right. Good, Mom. I hear you talking about the internet. Yeah, man. Someone had knocked down a line from my home the other day. And didn't have an internet connection, right? And, you know, we phoned the place, and they said it would take a couple of days before someone could come out. And, I mean, I was saying that what they probably could do is they probably could have, like electricians and different people. I contract things, even if it's a little simple job they need to do. So individuals don't have to wait for days and days and days for them to just come up and hook up a wire box. You know what I'm going to
Yeah, you know what the best...
You're not having the connection, right?
Cousin, you know what the best part is? The best part is it's likely that an electrical incident on BPL system detrimentally impacted the physical infrastructure for both service providers on the line. You know why I'm upset? Because after you restored BTC, the services, did you not go through all of the areas that were down and ensure that every customer is back up? Or did you call them to ensure that they were back up after the extensive outage, right?
You know, we don't have that type of professionalism.
Hold on, it gets better. This has happened before, and I had to spend a whole week driving around trying to find technicians so I could explain to them the nature of the problem so that they could fix it. You know how much PTSD I have right now? I already solved this problem for them. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, Mom.
The best part is the more I talk about it, the more upset people get and the less likely it is for my problem to be resolved.
That's a serious thing, too.
Yeah. But I listen,
That's
thank
a
you.
Serious thing. Go. You're talking about the speech from the throne and the wall that we're opening the Parliament thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I was saying is that I know they talk about we have internal self-governance or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if your internal self-governance is governed by policies and regulations from the international community, right? Then what is internal governance to you if your internal governance is governed from outside regulations, right? But I think a speech from the throne that we should be paying attention to is a couple of days ago, King Charles had a speech from the throne also. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I missed it because sometimes my cousin is upset
me. And he was talking about how his England or Britain or whatever you want to call them is committing to that digital ID thing. Because I don't know, a couple of months back,
I saw that. Yeah.
Or whatever, Britain, he made an announcement, a strong, very strong announcement about the digital ID and how you won't be able to really operate without it, right? But I'm only saying we should pay it to what is said from that throne, because the people who we voted in is about to go and swear to that throne today.
That's
you
who?
Understand where I'm coming from?
Oh, you know, I have the question right here. Who will they swear to? The king? The queen? Some people forgetful, the same way they may forget that the queen is no longer the crown, their party, you think they can swear to their party, the constitution, the Bahamian people, or God? Who you think they can swear to?
But I have an idea, Mom. I can see it very right. But all I say, Mom, is that we as a people need to pay attention because, you know, there's a reason why we make certain decisions in this country. There's a reason why we go in digital. You all think we go in digital because our leaders sat down and felt that that's the best way for us? No, it's a part of a bigger plan.
Listen.
And if we allow individuals...
Stop talking before you get in trouble. Stop talking before you get in trouble. Let me get in trouble.
You have a good morning.
Yeah, man. Let me get in trouble. I would hate to think that our government is planning to, like other governments have already started doing, contrive an immigration crisis. Listen to me now. Contrive an immigration crisis for the purpose of garnering consent for a surveillance state. I would hate to think that my government has allowed an immigration issue to exacerbate itself to a point of a crisis for the forcing the citizens to consent, to demand and beg for a surveillance state. I don't want you to get in trouble, caller. But let's go to the next caller. Good morning. Good morning, caller. Sorry, I missed you. Good morning, caller. Turn your radio down. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I am good.
Boy, Aaron, me and you in the same shoes with this Patelco and BTC and them.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem now over a year with BTC cable and internet system.
Mm-hmm.
By my house, I haven't been getting any TV station from the Miami area for
mm-hmm.
over a year.
Mm-hmm.
When I do get a two on the TV on any station, it's New York, all Channel 10, Channel 2, everything is New York.
No Miami news.
You know, of course, I work by the ramp there.
Mm-hmm.
And from the ramp, you can't get the data
drops out there. Yeah.
Fall out.
It's like from the ramp just east of the entrance to Blair. Like once you pass Brace Ridge Road, then it tends to clear up. You tend to get the signal back.
I don't have the technician to my house. They tell me, well, it is the higher ups to do. That you don't get no internet, but they get feed from New York and must be getting it free.
Okay, let me speak to that.
But then I paying for it and ain't getting no service.
I got you. So let me speak to that. There is a regional shift in policy about programming and access to programming in the region. I'm going to do a show about it next week. I saw the statements, but the point is y'all don't see Trump. Trump say that's day media. And who are we to have access to it? Even though he intends on annexing the whole Western Hemisphere. The thing just don't seem balanced. But policy decision about which channels that the regional service providers are prepared to pay for. Thank you very much. There's a number of issues. Yes. To that caller, listen, I could...
It's what everybody to know they were, because people are getting the same thing.
Caller, the call is evidence of the service issues in the area that you are in. I'm going to take this caller quickly, and then I'm going to go back to that call, the caller's statements. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? I'm sorry I missed you. Okay. So the caller was having a bit of difficulty. They are in the eastern side of the island. Pointed out is that at the ramp, BTC data goes dead, and typically there's an issue from the ramp straight down past the entrance to Blair on the eastern road. Past Brace Ridge Road. Also within Blair, there are a number of dead spots. I mean, just completely dead spots in Blair, as in other areas around the island. So to that experience, this for up to a year or more, you go straight to IRCA. Document as much as you can and go to IRCA. At this point, I think IRCA is only enabled through legislation to liaise with the service providers, but given the composition of this new ministry, energy, utilities, and aviation, maybe we will see an enhancement in legislation that actually provides consumer protections and regulates the relationship between the consumer and the service provider, as opposed to only regulating the relationship between service providers and the government. It is 2026. And I still gotta ask people, can they see the plantation through the palm trees? Some people vote for rum and rallies. Some people vote for PR, pageantry, and hors d'oeuvres. We're going to a break. When we come back from the break, more texts and more calls.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could.
What? Wait, he fooled with your girl?
Mother sick. And you know, Junior, you don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean, cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know. And nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. 2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible. Work with the brightest minds. And leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Good morning, caller. I see you were waiting through the break. Are you still there?
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Turn your radio down.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I listened to the caller, Patrick Bach.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying that the Bahamian people like to complain. But it ain't complaining. It is that you was asked during the Parliamentary Act. It said that it has to be held in the city of Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Probably if it's not held there, it won't be valid. See, I ain't saying that he ain't correct in what he's saying. Bahamians like complain. But what they like to complain about,
mm-hmm.
things what don't make no sense.
Uh-huh.
What you asking makes plenty sense.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you. Absolutely.
All right, that's all I have to say.
And so now it's up to us to turn those complaints into kinetic energy. How do we use this? How do we move this forward to something real that has real effect? That's why people are getting frustrated, because their expectation, let me tell you, the people's expectation of the political class is that they will hear their cries. Seriously. What the electorate, what they're realizing now is that it's not just enough to make your voice heard. You have to give your voice weight by mechanizing it, right? And so the next question after today, who could be left to be the backbench? Were they only going to have one or two people left to be the backbench? Right? Like, anyway, because you notice the backbench is supposed to be on our side, right? The backbench is free to represent the needs of the people and the issues of the people without a potential conflict arising from being a member of parliament. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Erin. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
This is Jeff, who called you the other day and told you about the Chicchani thing in Andres. I don't know if your uncle had passed it on to you or not, but anyhow, they have some interesting things here. But I'm calling, and we wonder if this is a real country that we are living in.
Uh-huh.
For the fact that, you know, you talk, one of your callers was talking about BTC, not mm-hmm. BTL. BTL is another story,
mm-hmm.
of customer service. And the customer service, you're wondering why they call themselves customer service, because you can't get a service. I have this experience where they decided sometime in December, they will turn off my landline. right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I wasn't getting any service for a month, but, you know, they go down time, so I didn't pay much attention to it. Mm-hmm. And after it went a month without getting it, I went into them. Mm-hmm. And they told me my service had been discontinued. With it. And there was an $82 credit on my account because their billing services suck so much. They don't send you a regular bill. And so you don't even know if the money that you pay to them is applied to your account. Well, there had been several months when we were paying the same $175 on a considerable credit. Now, I went there and asked them why they had discontinued my service. And they, without giving any explanation, they said, I have to change to fiber. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me no warning that they were going to do it, but they did.
Mm-hmm.
And after they changed to fiber, then they say, I have their internet. I don't even have their internet service. Never mm-hmm. requested it. And I didn't see no box there that says there's the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a letter to them, and I tried to get someone to acknowledge receipt of this letter, and no one there will sign for the acknowledgement of the letter. I say, I only want you all to acknowledge it's received,
mm-hmm.
so I could have proof that nobody would sign the letter.
Listen, sir.
So I had to send it to a friend of mine who passed it on to the customer service. I don't know what that means either because mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought I went to the customer service.
Sir, my right eye is twitching because
they're now communicating with me and tell me that I have to send my ID to them, and which they had on file already because when I went in there,
mm-hmm.
but I have to give them all these things.
Mm-hmm. Sir,
and
here's what
they,
my bill,
which was $24 a month, now they had run it up to some 70-something, I ask them what for. They say, I have internet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say, I don't have no internet from y'all.
Mm-hmm. Sir, here's what
you
do.
I requested it.
Go to IRCA.
I have internet.
Sir, go to IRCA with all of your documentation.
That exists with them.
Mm-hmm. Listen, the advice I could give you right now is to go to IRCA with all of your documentation. Document as much as possible with timestamp. And like you say, you have the letter, you sent it to them, they refuse to acknowledge it. Document everything. And go to IRCA.
I don't know. There's no customer service. When they were trying to install fiber several years ago, someone from India was calling me, and another person
mm-hmm.
was calling
you,
me trying to set up an appointment.
Listen, I got to go. I got more callers on the line. Document
all
everything,
right.
Create a file, and go to IRCA. There's a dent on a wall. There's a dent on a wall in an IRCA office where I banged my head against the member of staff at IRCA in your head against the wall. And I said, in 6 months, you will see. And in 6 months, I went to a meeting. That's 6 months of waiting. The whole thing took me over a year, about a year and 5 months. After like 4 months, 5 months of waiting, I went to a meeting that included IRCA staff and BTC staff. For the BT staff to open up their file and look me in my face and ask me, why are we here? Which suggested that they didn't even read the file before coming to the meeting. There's a dent in a wall in IRCA building on Bay Street. Good morning, caller.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. A little PTSD, yeah. But I good.
Well, you know, I don't want you to develop any new condition based on how things are working out in this decaying society.
Mm-hmm.
Because you
my
might
phone?
Have to just invent a new condition, and then we all would get that.
But listen, my phone don't work, so I can't call EMT, and God forbid, hope they have enough ambulance.
And see, I live in Fox Little. I've been out from Monday of last week.
Wow.
My BTC service.
Have you made a call? Have you called anybody?
Well, I went down there, and I was promised the next day, but that never happened. And then I called. I spoke to the robots. They get a lot of robots now you could talk to, but I
mm-hmm.
mean... One,
just a stick a pin.
They got a different name for every robot.
Stick a pin,
but
stick a pin, stick a pin.
It's just a... But
hold
you
on,
know,
stick a pin, stick a pin. BTC?
Sorry?
Stick a pin. BTC, your new automated voice system is horrible. Please and thank you. Go on, sir.
Yeah, well, I know. I mean, I've experienced it and I've been testing it because I was asking it to define certain places in the Providence, and that's how come I realize it's not a human. But anyway...
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind that when you're dealing with fiber optics, the lines cannot be folded. They have to remain looped. Mm-hmm. And if you drive around New Providence, you will see fiber lines hanging low enough for children to just clip it with the scissors.
Or the yard man. Or whomever. Or the beaches and parks. Beaches and parks. I watch a guy almost electrocute himself because the lines were hanging so low and he was swinging the weed whacker in the air to catch the high branches.
Well, you won't get electrocuted from the fiber line.
I know, that but anyway,
they don't maintain the installation that they do. And you drive around, you see it. So when you think about it this way, every customer have a switch that's either open or closed.
Mm-hmm.
When it's open, there's no flow. When it's closed, you have feed. And I'm wondering if they are over-subscribing their ability to deliver.
Mm.
Because when it was a dial-up situation, you know, you would work on a ratio. You would say, out of 1,000 customers, only 500 would be on at a time, so I only need 500 switches.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody else have to compete to get on.
I got you. I understand if they were operating like that now.
But now, that's it. That was one issue with that. But I think a similar issue is just riding along with their ability to maintain, because the technicians were outside working. For a moment, my broadband light came on, my service light came on. I say, wow, it's finished. Then it went back off.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's not a line issue, but they wouldn't say what the issue is.
Yep.
It's like the way politicians are not saying, well, which one of us is the one.
I got you. Thank you very, very much. Let's go to this next caller, and then I must get to the text line. I have to get to the text line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. How you do?
I hope all is well. Still living hell. I hope I don't end up in a condition, a pneumonic condition.
Mm-hmm.
So the caller who called and talked about what people complain about, you know, let's be fair. You know, what's in your brains is different from what's in somebody else's brains. Your level of consciousness is different from somebody else's level of consciousness. That's not insult my behemoth people. But what I wanted to say, I just walked in. I was listening to you for the past maybe 15 minutes. I missed part of the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as it relates to the Constitution, and Anku brought this up yesterday, but I'll bring it up today, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, I think it was Mr. Christie who had called for a constitutional review? And the word they used was saying it was anachronistic or
antiquated.
Yeah. It is antiquated because, like I said, and I'm a dummy, right? Massa gave this to us. Whilst the Constitution is great, you know, in the modern time, you know, we can see that it needs to be reviewed and some amendments need to be made.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn of the eye opened my eyes as we talked about the Crown Line, the powers to distribute Crown Line, et cetera. That must be taken from the status quo. Also, the oligarchical structure, right? You see where Marcidem was so wise, they said that they gave us the least amount of cabinet ministers to have, but they didn't, which is sinister because we see how it can be abused and misused against the Bahamian people.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to have 50 cabinet ministers, then obviously my agenda is despotic.
It makes sense to me.
That's the way I see it.
Thank you.
I thought you was coming, and I thought I heard somebody comment on the new parliamentary pompous opening at Atlantis. I don't know why they would want to do that. Maybe it's, I don't know. I mean, thing is, you think every man thinks about the day when he will die?
Listen, that's the point. Hey, I wonder if people think about other people, right? I tell you what is evidenced by the decision to host a part of the proceedings at Atlantis. There's a profound lack of empathy in the space, which is why I get offended at the insistence on this Christian nation rhetoric. The insistence we do things in the church and we have the prayer. Why? Y'all don't care about God. You don't care about other people. There's a profound lack of empathy in the political class and the governing space. Why couldn't they do it at the stadium? I got to find that text. It was right at the top. Why couldn't they do it at the stadium? All the money we spend on the stadium. We're going to go to the text line. Aaron, no taxi drivers making money downtown today. All parking blocked off. Police presence at an all-time high. Am I missing something? Was there a threat to this allegedly corrupt administration know. A part of today's proceedings, opening of Parliament, took place in town at the House of Assembly, and the second part of the day, the speech from the throne, is going to take place at Atlantis. But the point is made, right? Like, there's no place for the people in the People's Square on Bay Street. There's no place for the people. It's either tourism or the political class. A text says, I think the seating has to replicate the layout of the Senate and the House, so space is required. Why don't we have alternate spaces? Yeah, that's the point. It's a deeper point. Why are we relying on hotels to accommodate these important national procedures and processions? Again, in this country, the mega resort has more actual power than the average citizen. There's a text, good morning, the Bahamas government should construct its own ballroom to host events of that nature. There you go, I didn't even see that text. There's another one, good morning, this shows extremely poor management. They know Parliament was opening, more money bleeding off because government is highly inefficient. I want to know when the decision was made. Because last week we received a public notice from the Royal Bahamas Police Force about road closures for the opening of Parliament. I mean, the parts did take place in town, but when was the decision made to host a part of it at Parliament? And why didn't you tell us that? Why we only found out in the last couple of days? Good morning, Ms. Green. I feel your pain about the internet services from both carriers at my office. I've been waiting for fiber service installation for more than a year. They gave me a little white box until they sort themselves out. At home, when BPL goes off, my internet takes days sometimes to come back up. My daughter works from home and the internet is essential. Sad part is when you call to complain, you talk to AI first. You can't out PTSD me. As you were talking, I remember my first meeting at Cable Bahamas when I was called to meet with a foreign member and was so rude to me. He was so rude to me, I wanted to pick up the desk and throw it to the window. I'm talking about outrageously, disgustingly rude. And then it came to me quickly. This foreigner would not have come to my country to talk to me like that unless other Bahamians gave him the impression that he could do it. You can't out PTSD me with Cable Bahamas. I'm telling you. In fact, you can't out PTSD me at all. Here's a story I didn't tell you all from last year. Y'all talking about Choose Progress. Under the last Davis administration, a subcontractor under the Davis administration, I woke up one morning and heard heavy equipment, the sound of machinery. My aunt has a lot near my mother's property. And so I jumped up to make sure that nobody was interfering with her lot. When I walked out my house and I saw the bucket truck with somebody in it cutting the silk cotton trees on the lot without giving the owner notice that they were coming to cut the trees. And I inquired as to who they were and what they were doing. And eventually the lead of the team cussed me words and called my name because they knew who I was. And when I called someone higher up in the chain of authority at the corporation, I came back to my house that day to find that somebody had deliberately and intentionally tampered with the power line and the two internet service provider lines feeding my house. Intentionally tampered with it, you know. Because I dared to attempt to identify the people who were cutting the silk cotton trees, the protected trees on the property that I was responsible for. And I got cussed in the face for it. Y'all can't out PTSD me in this country? Let's get back to the text line. The government can't have this many cabinet positions with even a simple majority. Blame the FNM for not getting more seats to have more of a backbench or opposition voice. The biggest issue is that Bahamians do not know the rule of law. We do not know how the House of Assembly Senate works. So until that is taught to us, then what you are saying will always go over a lot of persons' heads. Aaron, it is so obvious that many people vote for a long-term forecast vision. This election wasn't about an issue. If a PLP gets up in my face and attempts to tell me that this was an election on issues, I'm going to laugh. I'm going to eat the hors d'oeuvres, and then I'm going to laugh. Their children and great-great-grandchildren don't seem to matter much to them. They voted for instant gratification for themselves. That's the only option they were given. See, that's the next thing. Let's not get too mad at the voters. They weren't given any other narrative. Very, like, one or two people, like myself, attempted to create a space where people could talk about politics differently. But people got caught up in the dominant narrative because that's what the political class wanted. Texters, okay, last one. IRCA is a failed institution. They, like every other authority in this country, seemingly will sit back and watch massive abuse and will do absolutely nothing. They don't have the power to do it. Let's be fair. They have not been enabled through legislation to provide those services. But we choose in progress. Okay, the producers even stopped playing the music. Texters, I'm sorry, I gotta go. It's an important day. We're gonna go live to the opening of Parliament in the Guardian Radio AM hour. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for the texts and the calls. Stay radio, 96.9 FM, fresh news, smart talk, parliamentary coverage all day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.